Some northern trappers are being told by government officials that their cabins are being deemed as trespass cabins and are ordered to remove them. In a letter to one trapper, the Ministry of Environment says trapping does not give them exclusive rights to the area and that their cabin is causing a conflict with existing users. Athabasca MLA Buckley Belanger has written to Minister Dustin Duncan asking for a moratorium on removing cabins.
And it really flies in the face of partnership when the government issues these threatening letters to dismantle your cabin. Or we'll do it for you, and locking up these cabins and putting tape around them where you can't go back into the cabins. And to build these cabins is a rather expensive proposition.
A ministry spokesperson says trespass cabins are built on Crown land without authorization, and officials work with the cabin owner to bring the structure into compliance if possible. The leaders of the Métis Nation Saskatchewan discussed legislation, motions, and resolutions this weekend in Saskatoon at the Fall Legislative Assembly. MNS President Glenn McCollum says a highlight of the weekend was having Carolyn Bennett, Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations, address the Assembly. McCollum says he's excited to continue to strengthen their relationship.
When Bennett came here, spoke about the relationship, ongoing relationship that we need to build. So I so look forward to sitting down, rolling up our sleeves, and getting to work.
The new Southern Plains, Métis local in Moose Jaw gave Bennett a beaded shawl handcrafted by Val Trudell at the assembly. Saskatoon police are looking to the public for information on a 12-year-old girl who's been missing since Sunday night. Police say Latoya Morasti was last seen around 6 p.m. in the 500 block area of Avenue S South. She's 5'1", 90 pounds, with shoulder-length dark hair and dark brown eyes. When last seen, she was wearing a red, black, and white coat, black leggings, and black boots. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of 12-year-old Latoya Morasti is asked to contact Saskatoon Police. Correctional Services of Canada officials say a 36-year-old man escaped from the Saskatchewan Penitentiary sometime yesterday. Officials say they noticed James Fred Katsiris was not there during a head count Sunday evening around 8:30. He's a prisoner in the minimum security unit. Katsiris is 5'10", 168 pounds, with a medium complexion, blue eyes, and brown hair. He's serving a 2-year sentence for property and drug offenses. Anyone with information is asked to contact Prince Albert Police. Canada's agriculture minister says she's urging CN Rail and its more than 3,000 striking workers to reach a deal. Marie-Claude Bibeau was in Regina delivering remarks at the Canadian Western Agribition Trade Show today and meeting with producers. She says she's taking concerns of farmers and relaying them back to her colleagues in the ministries of transport and labor.
We still believe in the negotiation process. They are still around the table, and we are pushing both parties to come to an agreement. This would be the best for every parties and the fastest solution as well.
Alberta Premier Jason Kenney and Conservative Party leader Andrew Scheer have called for back-to-work legislation to end the strike. Premier Scott Moe will meet tomorrow with Federal Intergovernmental Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland. Moe already met with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Ottawa on November 12th. He wants Trudeau to pause the federal carbon tax in Saskatchewan and change the equalization formula. But Moe scowled after he left that meeting, calling it disappointing, saying there were no signs the two could find anything to agree on. Federal lawyers say a Canadian Human Rights Tribunal ruling on First Nations children limits the families that could receive compensation to only those affected in the last 13 years. That's why the government says it's appealing the ruling today in federal court.
Justice Department lawyers are expected to ask the federal court for a stay of execution of the tribunal's September order that the federal government must compensate First Nations families who were inappropriately split apart by the child welfare system. In a statement issued this morning, Indigenous Services Minister Mark Miller and Justice Minister David Lametti say a settlement in a separate class action case brought earlier this year will be pursued instead. Miller and Lametti say Canada agrees it must fairly and equitably compensate First Nations children negatively impacted by child and family policies. The class action case was filed last March and seeks $6 billion. Terry Pitt with the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
An Indigenous Child Welfare Authority and the Manitoba governments are trying to protect computer files after a malware attack last week. Files at the Southern First Nations Network of Care were frozen last week. The Manitoba government has offered technical support and other resources to the authority. It's also limiting remote access to its computer systems to ensure security until the problem is solved. The RCMP is also investigating.